Born in Seattle in 1921, Channing grew up in San Francisco, where her father worked as a Christian newspaper editor. She discovered acting at Bennington College in Vermont and became an understudy for Eve Arden on Broadway at age 19. And her breakthrough role came in 1949 as the lead in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, a role later adapted for the movies by Marilyn Monroe.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
In 1956, she married manager Charles Lowe, who produced the Burns and Allen comedy tour, and eventually sub-Channing in for Gracie Allen as George Burns' co-star. She earned her first Tony nomination for The Vamp in 1956 and her second for Showgirl in 1961, but it was her iconic role as matchmaker Dolly Levi in 1964's Hello Dolly that finally won her the Tony for Best Actress.
Hello, Harry, well, hello, Louie, it's so nice to be back home where I belong.
On the silver screen, she starred across Ginger Rogers and a young Clint Eastwood in The First Traveling Sales Lady, and across Julie Andrews and Mary Tyler Moore in Thoroughly Modern Millie, which earned her an Oscar nomination and won her the Golden Globe. Still, her larger-than-life persona was often better suited for the stage, as the Tonys bestowed a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1995. Today, her legacy lives on in the careers she inspired, from Barbra Streisand, who starred in the Hello Dolly film, to Bette Midler, who won a Tony for the Broadway revival. And so we remember a stage legend who once said, "Laughter is much more important than applause. Applause is almost a duty. Laughter is a reward."
Bridge that gap, fellas. Find me an empty lap, fellas. Dolly'll never go away again.
Remembering Carol Channing, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.